You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batson with Daniel Clowes, the author of the new book on koalas, highly recommend. And we're not speaking of the tragedy in koalas. Daniel has taught me that koalas have their own hospital system. They're extremely vulnerable to fires because they cling to their eucalyptus trees, and that is extremely dangerous, but that is nature. Koalas have been there tens of millions of years, so they're survivors. People, a couple hundred years, we'll see. Danielle, we come to El Nino. It's upon you. Your Metropolitan Weather Bureau waited a long time to declare it, but it has now declared. What that means is hot and dry. And I've been following your weather throughout Australia. You've had a lot of heat and a lot of dry air early. Does this look to be a dangerous fire season or just ordinary?
Look, fire season, I regard all fire seasons as dangerous. You never know when one's going to hit. We had a fire 2 years ago that burnt through our neighbourhood and burnt right along the edge of my properties. And that was not a bad season and it was not a high-risk day. Unfortunately, that was an arsonist who did a very good job of setting fire to the park below my house. So these things can happen at any time under the strangest conditions. However, you know, the dry conditions and the hot summers combined with a high fuel load from previous wet years does make for dangerous conditions in many areas. And we know that with climate change, the incidence and frequency and severity of fires is increasing rapidly. So we are now seeing far more fires than we have in the past. And that just increases everybody's risk. So yes, we are looking at a scenario of increased fire risk for across most of the country.
And the fires, the question here in California, for example, in a couple of fires that have been very, very damaging, a lot of loss of life, and the question in Hawaii recently with the Maui fire, do you build too close to the fire fuel? In other words, is the civilization's need to spread out, is that part of the problem?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a difficult question, isn't it? I mean, I love living in bushland areas. I love the native vegetation. And so I do want to live in a country area. But it does come with risks. Those risks are rare. They're even with the increased fire risk, it's still a rare event. So I think we just need to learn how to live safely if we're going to live in those areas. And the real risk comes from not so much from rural communities that have lived with these risks for a long time. It's often more of a problem in urban interface areas, so people moving into the foothills, you know, bushy areas surrounding cities on the outskirts of cities. So we have high population, low preparedness for fires, low experience of fires, often people who don't live in the area, they work in town, but live, you know, they live in the area, but they work in the city. So those things all increase the risk. And so we really need to look at ways of helping people prepare better. I think it's just a matter of recognizing that you live in a fire zone and you have to be prepared.
Not all fires are the same, I'm learning. Yeah. It's all a matter of degree, but it's a judgment call. Is that how it works?
Yeah, look, there's fires burning across Australia pretty much all the time. So, you know, in the north and the west, we have fires burning all the time. Australia is a very fire-prone country. We just get upset about it when it happens close to people and where people live. And also in forests, it depends. If it's a big park, Australia tends to let those fires just take their course, rather than in America where they had a policy of, you know, complete fire suppression, which long-term actually increases your risk because it makes the fires worse when they do get out of control. We also have a policy of preventative burnings. So we actually burn a lot of our forests intentionally as a preparation, so to reduce the fuel load. This is something we did learn from Indigenous Australians, but we don't apply it very well. So it's a very delicate process that needs to be done on a small scale and a lot, which takes with a attention to the local ecology and fire prone factors rather than broad scale burnings. So there's a lot of complicating factors in there, but it's a difficult question, and everything is different in different places.
Danielle Clough, Future in Flame.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.